Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, delighted with our midweek service last night. Just a marvelous, marvelous, sweet time together. Always enjoy the singing on Wednesday night, the fellowship of God's people, the prayer guide and the missionary letter that's read, and our prayer time, and then the study of God's Word in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Boy, the study of 1 Timothy has been wonderful. We're enjoying going through this book verse by verse on Wednesday night, and just a wonderful attendance and a good crowd and a great spirit. And I hope it was that way where you were, that you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that you're one of those who just believes it takes three to thrive, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and that you're faithful and in your place each and every time the church doors are open. Now, if your Bible's nearby, go to the next to the last book of the Bible, the book of Jude. The book of Jude, right before Revelation. Jude, and I'll look at verse number 17, where the Bible says, "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." And we'll stop there right now for our reading. Years ago, I read a book called In His Steps, and it was basically a group of Christians who got together and decided that they would not make a decision in their profession or in their personal life without first asking the question, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do if he were in my position? I know years ago there were little bracelets people wore, WWJD, and we're trying to figure out, what would Jesus do? Well, first of all, let me say this. If you don't know the Bible, you have no idea what Jesus would do. The only way you're going to know the living word is to know the written word, and the Bible would tell you what Jesus would do. There's a song that says in the lyrics, "When the world looks at me, do they see Jesus? When the world looks at me, what do they see?" And I wonder if they see Jesus in us. I pray often on a Sunday evening as we depart after the services on Sunday, may others see Jesus in us this week. You know, Jude deals here with false teachers. He deals with false prophets. He deals with false religion. And he contends for the faith. But lest we become hardened and we become unchristlike, he ends the epistle here. The Holy Spirit has him write, "Keep yourselves in the love of God." Now, I believe the love of God is Jesus Christ himself. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Another verse of that song says, "Could we with ink the ocean fill? And were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill? And every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky." Oh, my friend, the Bible says in the book of John, the Gospel of John, that he supposed that if everything would be written about what Jesus had done, the world itself could not contain the books that could be written. And our goal, and my goal and your goal in our Christian life, is to be like Christ. And it's really, according to Galatians 2:20, to allow Christ to live through us. We're to be conformed, to Romans 8, to the image of his Son. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee, precious Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Jude is saying, keep yourself, guard yourself to be like Jesus. I believe 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that great charity chapter. And I you say, that's the love chapter, isn't it? Well, the Bible uses the word charity. Oh, it uses loved. Often God so loved the world, and the new commandment give unto you, that you love one another. God is love. Love is used over and over and over throughout the New Testament. But here, the Spirit of God had the writers use the word charity. Because love is doing what's best for the other person. Love is willingly, sacrificially giving yourself for the benefit of someone else with no thought of return. But charity is that plus you want what's best for that person. See, I can willingly, sacrificially give myself for the benefit of someone else without any thought of return, but not have any feeling towards you at all. In fact, I may not even like you. That's why the Bible says we can love our enemies. Because if he's hungry, we'll feed him. If he's thirsty, we'll give him something to drink. If he's naked, we'll clothe him. We're going to meet his needs willingly, sacrificially, but not necessarily want the best for him. But charity wants the best for them. Because the charity chapter is the Jesus chapter. Let's do this today. When you see the word charity here, just put the word Jesus. Let's see how that works, all right? Notice verse number 4. Charity, Jesus, suffereth long and is kind. It means here that when you suffer long, you endure injury and provocation without being filled with resentment or revenge. In other words, it doesn't promptly retaliate or promptly punish. It suffers. He suffers long. Oh, doesn't he suffer long? And he's kind. Now, there's times I admit I can suffer long, but then I'm not real kind when I'm done suffering. But when you suffer long and is kind, that's Jesus. I wonder, when the world looks at me, do they see Jesus? Suffers long and is kind. Then it says, envieth not. Envieth not. Not upset because someone else receives something. Not upset because someone else receives something you felt you should have had. Why are they teaching that Sunday school class? I would have taught that class. Why do they get to sing the special? I want to sing a special. Envy, jealousy. Jesus never was that way. He rejoiced, says, rejoice with those that rejoice and weep with those that weep. Then it says it vaunts not himself. Vaunts not itself. It's not puffed up. Doesn't get puffed up when others praise him. You never think that you're big and others are little. When the disciples wanted to keep the children away from Jesus, he said, no, you suffer those little children to come to me. You let them come to me. Who came to Jesus? The crippled and the maimed and the blind and the halt and the poor. He said, you go tell John the poor of the gospel preached to them. The common people heard him gladly. He never vaunted himself, never puffed himself up. Jesus suffers long. Jesus envies not. Jesus vaunts not himself. Jesus doesn't behave himself unseemly. He's always appropriate. Never out of place. Never off color. He was always appropriate for the situation. He did indeed rejoice with those that rejoice, and he wept with those that wept. When he got to the grave of Lazarus, you know what he did? Jesus wept because others around him were weeping. Then it says, it seeks not her own. Doesn't desire your own pleasure or your own profit. Never seeks anything for himself at the expense of others. Isn't that how Jesus lived? Isn't that how we ought to live? Never try to, got to climb the ladder, and if that's so, you got to step on some fingers. That's not in the Bible. No, Jesus said, if you want to be greatest, then you be servant of all. The way up is the way down. According to Jesus, seeks not its own. Then, he says, is not easily provoked. Literally, it's long-fused, it's long nostrils. The waters of love will quench the flames of wrath. When you have the love of the Lord Jesus in your heart, the wrath will not be easily kindled. It'll correct the sharp temper. They spit on him. They mocked him. They beat him. And he never answered a word. He was not easily provoked. Then he thinks no evil. Thinketh no evil. Doesn't dwell on malice. Doesn't suspect evil in others. He's not suspicious of other people and what they're thinking or what they're doing. He goes on to say that it rejoices in not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. doesn't wish evil to anyone, but wishes well for everyone. Means, why, even if I knew the bad about you, why would I spread it? Why would I want to tell others about the faults that you have? We sure like to have a veil or a cover over our sins, but we sure like to expose others. That's why I think Jesus, said when they said that woman was taken adultery, wrote in the sand. I think he wrote their sins. Said, you really want me to expose you? He that is without sin cast the first stone, and they all had to put the rocks down and walk away. Then notice it says, charity will bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Bears all things means it puts up with injuries, insults, attacks. It bears up under the load. It believes all things. It thinks well of all things. Hopes for the best. Hopes that even if the bad is true, that they'll get right soon. Endures all things. Has a firmness and stability through it all. Now I want you to think about it. Jesus Christ suffers long and is kind. Jesus Christ envies not. Jesus Christ vaunts not himself. Jesus Christ is not puffed up. Jesus Christ doesn't behave himself unseemly. Jesus Christ seeketh not his own. Jesus Christ, not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Jesus Christ rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Now let me ask you a question. Do others see Jesus in you? When the world looks at me, do they see Jesus? Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee. Precious Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy fullness, come in thy sweetness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. And then it ends, if you remember, he talks about verse 8, charity never faileth. Whether there be prophecies, they'll fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But charity never faileth. What do we substitute charity for? Jesus. Jesus never fails, Jesus never fails. Earthly friends may prove untrue, but Jesus never fails. He'll never fail you, my friend. He'll never fail. Let's be like him. You know, the early disciples there in the book of Acts, they knew they were unlearned and ignorant men. But the Bible says they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. Oh, they knew they'd been with Jesus. Let's have others see Jesus in us. When the world looks at me, do they see Jesus? When the world looks at me, what do they see? Do they see faith? Do they see hope? Do they see charity? When the world looks at me, what do they see? Why don't we ask the Lord to be seen in us today? Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. So let's lift him up in our life today. Why don't you kneel and bow and humbly yield yourself to the Lord Jesus and say, Jesus, be seen in my life today. When the world looks at me, may they see Jesus. Well, that's helped me today. It's challenged me today. And I hope it's been a good and a helpful challenge for you as well. Well, we look forward to having you back on the broadcast tomorrow. And that'll be Friday. And that'll be RU Fridays. And we'll say more about that on the broadcast tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.